If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards now with entertainment headlines, and in an hour or two, Sean Diddy Combs is going to be sentenced. What are we hearing today, Dean?
Well, we haven't heard anything today yet so far, but yesterday there was pleas of mercy from Diddy for all of it. He wrote a letter to the judge who's overseeing the criminal trial, asking for leniency for his trial. He blamed his past behavior on drug addiction. He's a four-page letter in which he apologizes for all the hurt and pain, he says, that I may have caused. So we'll find out, you know, what's going to happen a little bit later on this morning with this.
Taylor Swift fans are learning a lot about what's new with her, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. I was just trying to think if there's any other group, any other performer, anybody, anything that has the kind of hype and popularity and excitement over the release of an album that she has right now. The new album, Life of a Showgirl, came out at midnight this morning and is already number one in 92 countries on Apple Music. It's trending everywhere. It's a 12-song album, 41 minutes of new music from Taylor Swift. She appeared on a British radio show this morning to talk about it. We've got a little bit of that and also a little sampling of some of the new album.
WGN, your headquarters for new Taylor Swift music. I'll tell you something, though, Dean. You know how you hear something new from an artist, and sometimes it takes you a couple of plays before you really get into it.
Right.
She does put out music that is instantly accessible, isn't it?
It sticks with you when you hear it.
When you hear it first.
Yeah, it's upbeat. It's positive. Here are some of the reviews that are coming in. I mean, if you ask any, you know, preteen or teenage girl this morning, think it's the greatest thing ever. But Rolling Stone magazine reviewed the album. They gave it 5 stars. They never give anything 5 stars. They loved it. The New York Times said Swift is hungry to move on from the battles of her past and into the embraces of her future. Billboard magazine said Life of a Showgirl is composed of classically designed pop tracks, immediately engrossing. I think that's what Bob's talking about. And the most affecting of Swift's career. People magazine said it's her most radio-friendly collection of pure pop songs since her 2014 crossover album, 1989. Now, it's one thing to, you know, just have an album coming out in one day. Whoever does the marketing for Taylor Swift is the genius of geniuses.
Is it her, or does she have somebody with her doing that?
I think it's a combination of her and a brilliant team that, you know, is putting all this stuff out. So it's the album, which you had to go to a Target store on Elston Avenue in Chicago, at least anyway, Elston Avenue and Logan, to get access to the album last night. So they created this event last night with people lining up at 7 o'clock for a midnight release of the album, which, by the way, is on CD or vinyl. How often do you get an album these days that are on vinyl? But here's the other thing. A Taylor Swift movie is coming out today as well. It is a movie about the making of this album. It will feature music videos from the album. It'll feature behind-the-scenes interviews, all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff. 89 minutes long. It's at AMC Theaters. Most of the screenings start around 2 o'clock today. So, you know, if you're wondering where your daughter is today, she more than likely will be at an AMC theater watching this new movie that is coming out today. And here's how I know this is really big. Other businesses are trying to cash in on the Taylor Swift madness. For example, Stan's Donuts, popular donut joints in the Chicago area, they have put out some special Taylor Swift donuts today that to celebrate the release of the album and the movies. Somebody here at the office stopped by Stan's Donuts to pick some up, and you know, I'm certainly no expert, but they just look like glazed donuts to me. But they are they have a special name for them, and it's a whole deal. So
how can we get in on this?
Seriously, can you like when the Beatles had a new album out, when Michael Jackson? Not, I mean, name the superstar artist. Nobody has had, and this is unprecedented.
Yeah, there wasn't all the social media, all these platforms, and the streaming. But you're right, it's never been like this.
That fuels it, but she is a phenomenon. Say what you want about her music. You know, some people love it. Some people, you know, everyone's got their own opinions on it, but it is absolutely phenomenal, the attraction to all of this.
I went to one of her concerts, not this time, but the last tour, and she puts on a great show. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Dean, what's going on this weekend?
Well, let's start off with some concerts this weekend, because there are lots of them, like 38 Special, appearing tomorrow night at the Genesee in Waukegan. Staying in the 80s genre, Psychedelic Furs and Gary Newman at the Auditorium Theater tomorrow night. We've got country star Parker McCollum at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. The music of the Grateful Dead, Joe Russo's Almost Dead, tomorrow at the Salt Shed. We've also got Judas Priest and Alice Cooper at Credit Union One Sunday night. Ziggy Marley Sunday at the Salt Shed, and alternative country artists, American Aquarium, playing at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. If you have never seen The Lion King on stage, you owe it to yourself to see one of the greatest pieces of theater ever presented on a live stage. It's a wonderful story, amazing songs. It's been around forever, you know, first as an animated Disney feature, and then it went on to be a huge hit on stage. It's back in Chicago, this time at the Cadillac Palace Theater. It's running through October the 19th at Park Forest's Theater 47. There is a production called Living All Alone, The Life and Times of an Icon, which is all about the personal and professional life of singer Phyllis Hyman, an amazing, amazing vocalist. That's running through October the 12th. Ryan Reynolds is going to be in town over the weekend. He'll be at the Chicago Theater Sunday for a screening and then a conversation, kind of a question and answer about the new documentary that he has produced about comedian John Candy, called John Candy, I Like Me. For some live comedy this weekend, Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary is at the Comedy Vault in Batavia. Craig Conant at the Improv in Schaumburg. Sam Morrell, Chicago Theater, Saturday night. You know, looking for some, even though it's going to feel like summertime, the Highwood Pumpkin Festival for some autumn fun, downtown Highwood through Sunday. Brookfield Zoo's Boo at the Zoo starts tomorrow and will run for the month of October. We've got the 21st annual Andersonville Arts Weekend this weekend, and also the Lincoln Park Wine Fest going on at Jonquil Park on Wrightwood Avenue. I want to tell you about this Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie. We know him from like Hercules and Scorpion King and the Fast and Furious movies, you know, these big action movies. But you will see him in this new movie that he's got out starting today, like you've never seen him before. It's called The Smashing Machine, in which he plays a real life former mixed martial artists wrestler, two-time UFC heavyweight champion Mark Kerr, whose life was amazing in the ring, and he battled so many demons, including addiction, out of the ring. You will see Dwayne Johnson in a dramatic swing in his career like you've never seen him before. He's great in this movie. The storytelling in this movie is great. Emily Blunt plays his girlfriend slash wife in the film. She is amazing in this. I always say that a good sports movie has to be about more than just the sport, and this one does that. This movie is about overcoming obstacles and fighting through pain. It's called The Smashing Machine. I give it a Dean's List A. Really, really good movie. All the good ones are going to start to come out now with Academy Award season right around the corner.
Yeah, The Rock is unrecognizable, really. He looks like a different person in that.
Yeah, he is. And there are some emotional, very dramatic scenes where he kills it. He does a great job in this film.
See you at the movies. Dean, have a good weekend, and we'll listen to you here on Sunday morning.
All right. See you soon.